Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. Crazy things going on in all the financial markets everywhere. You're hearing everything. You know, Andrew taught me about fake financial news. So I bring on people who can give us real financial news and what's going on. There's a lot of manipulation out there, a lot of news about gold, more news about silver than I've ever seen before. So I brought on both Bo Polny and Andrew Sorcini to kind of sort through it with me in the way that only they can. So thank you for joining me, both of you, today. It's a crazy day out there.
It's a fun day for sure.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
We're living in biblical times, so expect biblical. And so whatever's going on, I'm telling you, people, expect biblical. This is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and it certainly seems that way. We've had one after another. Certainly a lot of things that everyone was going all crazy about the eclipse. Everyone's talking about there was all kinds of chaos and things happening over Easter. A lot of things seem very spiritual happening all around us. And it can't be denied at this point that good versus evil, and it appears to me that good is gaining the edge as we all expected it would. So first and foremost, Andrew, what is going on in your neck of the woods over there at Beverly Hills Precious Metals? What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing the price of gold, and I'm talking the spot price for 1 ounce, hit new highs almost every single day. So today we got as high as, $2,365 an ounce, which is within striking distance of $2,400 an ounce.
Right.
The significance of that is that only 2 days in this whole year, there's only 2 days in 2024 where gold was under $2,000 an ounce. So we've managed to stay over 2,000 almost every single day this year. And Bo and I have talked on so many different podcasts that if gold could break through that $2,000 ceiling, that it might be there for good. And it certainly appears to be doing that. In fact, it was right after it dipped below 2,000 that it started shooting up. So if anybody got in at say 2,000 an ounce, they're almost up 20%.
Yeah.
And we don't like to dwell too much on the entry points because we know where this is going, and it's right. Going a whole lot higher.
Yeah. And so, Bo, what are you seeing? You watch the patterns, you watch the signs, you do a whole different thing than other people, and you tend to always be way ahead of the game. So what are you seeing right now, and what are you seeing coming?
What I see is when you read Luke 21 through 25, it says, you will see signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. And that's exactly what we saw yesterday, okay? We saw an eclipse. And what God revealed to me very clearly is these are signs and these are markers of time, okay? So please do not, this is not about watching the price of anything. This is positioning yourself for what God's about to do. I want to repeat that. This is not about watching, oh, the price of this or the price of that. We're at that price markers already. Andrew and I have been on your show a couple few times already. We've said, you know, the roof on gold is 2,200. The roof on silver is 2,700. So when you look up above your head, you see a roof, okay? That has been the marker for the global elite to never let silver or gold breach, okay? So now, as of right now, 2,200 is breached on gold, and today, yesterday, set $27, and as of Friday, is breached on silver. I'm not going to hide anything. I called up Andrew, and I put a sizable order for more silver on Friday, because why? I don't care the price. You know what I hate? I hate digits in my bank account, okay? Because digits in my bank account are nothing but an absolute and complete and utter fraud. People, when you log into your bank account, you go, wow, you feel all warm and fuzzy because you got a bunch of digits in your bank account. You're like, oh, you know, life is fantastic. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic until what happened when Christ walked into the table, to the temple, and he flipped the table on the money changers, okay? We're coming into a moment in time, what's written on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Their kingdom is about to come to an end. When it comes to an end, silver and gold are going to go limit up. Silver and gold are going to go limit up. Limit up means that you will not be able to buy and trade it. It's going to go straight vertical. It's going to explode. When this explodes, why? It's already taken out the roof at 2,200 on gold. It's taken out 2,700 on silver. We're just waiting for a moment in time for this to go down. And let's study history. When did Israel plunder Egypt? At Passover. Why? Because God intervened. He sent. Mel, you know this.
Yeah.
God sent who? The angel of death, because it was time for the tables to flip. Angel of death showed up, and everything we know changed from that time point. Israel was finally freed, and they left. That happened at Passover. We're at Passover, people. This is, we're 2 weeks from Passover. Yesterday is 2 weeks into Passover. Sorry to get in the details here, but this, I'm really passionate because people need to understand what's about to happen. The slide I'm showing you right here, this is not my made up stuff. This is from the comics, the CME, okay? I've had this in my slide deck for months already, okay? I'm not, for years. The day they published this, I took a screenshot of this, and this is Appendix C of the CME. There's only one reason why they would have this. There's only one reason why the COMEX would have this.
Right.
Because they know it's going to happen. Get it? There's no reason why they would write call limits and what they will do unless they know one day it's going to happen. This is from the CME. And this is specifically, you see, silver futures. When silver blows vertical $3, they shut it down for 5 minutes. That's level one. Level two is they'll do another $3. They'll shut it down at $6 for five more minutes. Level three is the three more dollars. They're going to shut it down at $9 for five more minutes. Then they're going to go level four, so three more dollars. So that's $12 in a matter of 20 minutes. Silver is going to move $12 in a matter of 20 minutes based off what's written in the CME. Why? Because they will be because in the 5 minutes that they lock the markets up, what they're going to do in those 5 minutes is they're going to be unraveling all of their short positions. So they're going to be dumping all of their shorts in 5 minutes. They're going to open it up again. They're going to dump all their short positions. They're going to open it up again. And they're going to do this. So they're going to lose billions, but they're not going to lose trillions because of this, what they have set up on the CME. And then after, it's going to go what? $20 in a single few minutes. So that's 12 plus 20, that's $32. So let's do the simple math here. So we've got 20 bucks. So we got calculator. Let me pull the calculator. So we do $12 plus 20 plus, what's the price right now? About $27. So there's your $50. Actually, is that right? So it's 12 plus 20 plus 27. Yeah, so that's $60 silver. Andrew, what have you and I said that silver is going to do in a single day when this thing blows? What's it going to do? What was the number I gave?
Oh, well, it'll double for one thing. Like it can double in a single day, and the premiums will also rise.
And the target number that I've given is between $60 and $70, okay? I'm giving you how this is going to play out based off the CME limits. The limits for gold are $100. It's going to go $100. So gold is going to go $400 based on what's written right here. It's going to go $400 in 20 minutes, and then it's probably going to go $1,000.
Wow.
Okay? The copper futures are going to do the same thing. They're based on 40-cent increments, okay? All of this is written into the CME's secret little deal that they got going on, okay? And all of this is documented. I've got this, and I'm showing you what's about to happen. So those of you like silver and gold are on a high right now, oh, no. People, you haven't seen anything yet. Wow. We're stepping into the great wealth transfer. And Mel, when did the great wealth transfer happen with Israel and Egypt? At Passover.
Yes, this is all very, very exciting. And I have to tell you, for the first time, I'm actually seeing mainstream media talk about gold. They're not talking about buying gold. They're just paying attention to, well, they're actually realizing that they can't ignore it It's the crazier part. And I have seen, because I keep up on this, I've seen a lot of, now we have also, there's now 28 states that have put in some kind of legislation to make gold and silver legal tender in different states. There's also states buying reserves of gold, planning for something. We know the world is. We have Janet Yellen over there in China talking out of both sides of her mouth while we find out that China has a very huge financial problem of their own. So they could also say they're not going to pay, us back. So there's so many things going on. There's also the suggestion, I don't know what both of you think of this, there's somewhat of a suggestion that the sanctions against Russia and the push of BRICS and everything is also by these Western central banks, the private, I call them the international banking cartel, to lock us in. So that they say, under the guise of all of this, you need to do the central bank digital currency. So there's a lot of panic about that too. But people are now questioning, were all the sanctions against Russia really to be punitive against Russia? Or were they to be to lock us into the idea that we have no way out if we don't go along with the central bank digital currency? So all of these different stories are bubbling up at the same time. And the only reason that mainstream media or semi-mainstream media is covering these different things I'm saying is because they can't not. And that seems to be to me. Now, Andrew, are you seeing more of that out there too? More of this kind of acknowledging that the BRICS is real, the central bank digital currency is real, gold is actually doing really well. Oh, look at silver. It's very in your face right now.
It is. It's I remember when Ukraine was first invaded by Russia, I just thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible that this smaller country is being attacked by their big neighbor. But then now when you have all the information that we have now, that seemed like a chess move that was about 8 or 9 moves ahead. And now we've seen the 8 or 9 moves afterwards. And we're saying, oh, this is part of some plan for sure with the BRICS nations and the Eastern Bloc. But were we part of that? And I would have to say yes, because if the central bank digital currency being gold backed isn't the number one currency 10 years from now, then that would mean that we came out with something better here in the United States than that. And I think that that's coming. And yeah, like Bo always says, I steal his line every time. If it's gold backed and if you have gold, then you're in on the ground floor. And for the people that are big on silver, I'm not purposely excluding silver. What's good for gold is great for silver.
Right. And I want to say that I just saw a thing with Peter Schiff. He was talking about it. And he said this quote about gold right now. He said, gold's going up no matter what. It's just that it'll go up even more on weak economic news than on strong economic news. But whatever the news is, gold continues to go up. Gold is being repriced. Central banks are increasing their gold reserves. They don't care. They don't care what the cost is. They don't care what the Fed's doing. Gold continues to go up no matter what. Gold is going to continue going up. This isn't normal times, basically. So what do you have to say to that, Bo?
You're right. These are not normal times. They're biblical. We are literally watching biblical things manifest on us. I want to show you some mathematics that you can't say, oh, this is not happening, because it is. So look at what I'm trying to illustrate and show you how God's in the middle of all this, okay?
Right.
So we just had this eclipse happen yesterday, okay? So the eclipse basically traverses yesterday. It crosses the 2017 eclipse. There happens to be a cross here also that's 111 feet tall. The point I'm trying to make is this eclipse marks time. So when you read Luke, it goes, there shall be signs, the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay. So we know that's a marker. It doesn't mean the world was supposed to come to an end yesterday. It was a marker. This was a marker of time. The time was from specifically the eclipse of 2017. It's 6 years, 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days to the exact day of when it entered Salem in Portland, Salem over here in the year 2017. So why I'm showing you this is because when you read Daniel 12:7, it says it will be for time, times, and a half a time. So what I'm showing you is how the math is perfect. So what we're seeing is political events, political things manifesting that you're referencing, Mel, are fitting beautifully into God's timing. You see, so it's not The events were written first, because we know when you read the Daniel prophecy, the end's written from the beginning. So what we're seeing is, like Peter Schiff is stating these things, he's right. But these things are all fitting beautifully in the box that God created. He created the time window. And so these things are all happening in sequential order based on the timing. So it doesn't matter what the news is. The fact is the news is fitting beautifully with timing. So let's look at this, and I want to show you this. Yeah. We look at the Trump comes to office. He's elected November 8th, 2016. The Daniel cycle is 3.5 years, 1260 days. On April 20th, 2020, Mel, oil went to negative $38 a barrel. See the chart right here? Negative. So Trump's elected, boom, 1260 days to the exact day, oil goes to negative $38 a barrel. What is that? It's a sign. And what did I use? God said to me very clearly, understand, use that as a marker in time. So count that as a starting point. So 40 days from oil going to zero, George Floyd riots break out.
Right.
And guess what weekend that was? Pentecost weekend. Listen real close here, everybody. So now we're going to go from the sign of yesterday, the eclipse. So it was 40 days from oil going to zero, George Floyd riots break out on Pentecost. 40 days from yesterday, the eclipse is what? Pentecost next month, May 18th, 19th. What a coincidence. You see what I'm showing? In between now and Pentecost is what? Passover, the transfer of wealth is supposed to manifest in the month of April, supposed to begin. Now you're asking Mel about the BRICS.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. So when you read Genesis 11, verse 3, and they said to one another, come, let us make bricks to build the Tower of Babel.
Wow.
Let us make bricks. What a coincidence that the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, they're using the central bank digital currency to bring on a one world government. Because what was Nimrod doing? Building the one world government using BRICS. The BRICS nations are doing the same exact thing to bring on a one world government to do what? It's a scoring system of control, right? So this is it's a China control system for scoring everybody. And so right before they bring Nimrod finishes his plans with the BRICS, God shows up, destroys the Tower of Babel when? At Pentecost.
Wow.
So what I'm trying to illustrate is that evil's got his plans. They've illustrated us. We can see it all through the central bank digital currency, through the plan of the BRICS. All of this is manifesting right in front of us. But at the same time, there's a huge problem for them and their plans. It's God. And so today marks the start of New Year's. So today is January 1, 2024, based on the Hebrew calendar. And if you read Nisan 14 is Passover, which would be this coming Monday, next Monday, 2 weeks from the eclipse. So what I'm trying to say is we're seeing gold begin to jump vertical. We're seeing silver begin to jump vertical. We're like, oh my gosh, these are the highs. No. The highs on silver were $49. The highs, and this was already peaked out twice. The high on gold was like 2,100. So gold's making new highs. And what's a bull market, Andrew? Bull markets, by definition, is they keep making higher highs.
Yep.
Okay? They keep making higher highs and higher lows. So gold is breaking out. It's a bull market. Now, if you compare this, and I've done this before, and Andrew, maybe expand upon this, but if this were a racetrack and we have three thoroughbreds, or say four thoroughbreds that are behind the gates. When the gates open, the first one out of the gates is Bitcoin, because it's the least they can control. So that blows vertical. That's why Bitcoin's over 67 into 70,000 right now. The next one out of the gates, which they were trying to control, is gold, but gold's now making new highs. The third one that's out of the gate is silver. So that's why silver finally is now breaching 27. And last one is copper. is now starting to blow vertical, okay? But it's behind silver. So that's the order, and we're seeing these thoroughbreds lining up, and they're out of the gates already, and we're seeing Bitcoin first, gold second, silver, and now copper. That's the order of them racing. But what we're going to soon see is the silver. This is the the silver bullet. Silver is historically, every time you study it, it's the first one to get to the top. So as much as gold is exciting, boy, people, like what Andrew said, as what's good for gold is phenomenal for silver. You ain't seen anything yet. We're going to see gold go $400 in a matter of 20 minutes, but silver is going to do $12. Do the math percentage-wise. That probably doubles the performance of gold. So silver is about to blow vertical with gold. This is the start of the great wealth transfer. The dollar is going to get whacked. We've talked about this in all of our podcasts. If there's ever a moment in time, Mel and Andrew, if it would happen, if God were to intervene on the world, which he did at two prime points at Passover, he did it with the original Passover, Israel and Egypt. That was the first time we know of Passover. And the second Passover was Jesus intervened again. God, Jesus intervened for man. He intervened for us when? When he died on the cross at Passover. So I'm telling you, people, we are in biblical times, and all the people you're listening to that Mel has been researching and Andrew sees as well, to all these researchers that are putting all this data out, all they're doing is confirming what God's about to do.
Yeah. And I see that too, you know, and it's interesting. Last week I covered that there was some meeting with Jamie Dimon. I believe that the people that are running the public-private partnership parent company that's above our government right now seem to be putting out all the signs. Both BlackRock, Fink, and Jamie Dimon put out their yearly letters recently, all kind of sounding like, you know, we're in serious danger. People are being too complacent. They're not understanding the global risk. Of course, these guys are very involved at the top of the global risk, but they're just telling their people, like, you know, these are unprecedented times. We have this spending, and we have the wars, and we have all this stuff. It's the old poly crisis that the World Economic Forum has been talking about coming for years. So there is a big fear factor going on, and they are scaring people on a massive scale. Yet at the same time, on the back, and it appears that they're preparing to protect themselves as they did in 2008 as well. But this time we're a lot more awake. I think a lot of things happened during the COVID period where people started to look at things a little differently and not really depend on the same old people that keep getting rich every time there's a collapse. So, Andrew, what are you telling people these days to do? You know, we've talked a lot about 401ks, IRAs, things like that. Because also on top of all that, this week it came out a big report that, in fact, the new IRS with their AI technology and their new agents actually are targeting, as we believed would happen, small business and middle class more than anything else. $100,000 to $200,000 in a year, people that make that, and especially small business owners are getting hit hard. So people are looking for options to protect themselves at least through 2025.
Oh yeah. We're just yelling from the rooftops to people. It's not too late. That's the message we're trying to tell people. It's not too late. And I take that right from people that have invested in gold and silver with us recently. Right. Like there was a lady about 3 weeks ago that did a second $500,000 rollover from her retirement account. And she went with all gold for that. And the transaction was done in less than a week, and it's a non-taxable event. And I just checked in with her a week later and just said, hey, how do you feel about that move? Because gold's gone up a lot since then.
Yeah.
And she goes, I wish I got more. And that's what it is. Like that's what everybody out there is telling me. Our enthusiasm here is based on the fact that we've been telling people that this was coming for so long now, and we truly believed it. Like to me, this is a no-brainer, just like it was in, say, 2007, when you look at real estate prices and you go, these are going to come crashing down. I mean, we all watched it like a deer in the headlights, and we didn't do anything to try to capitalize on that. And here we are with something that's just so crystal clear that gold and silver cannot continue to be manipulated. And then just one final thought. Bo showed with the CME and the $3 increments, that's just like so shady of the CME. That's like when you're at the blackjack table and you've won 10 hands in a row, and then they come and excuse the dealer and bring a new one in, and that one's the cooler. They're just trying to kill the momentum, and it's right. The game is rigged. The physical silver shouldn't even be trading on that market. And right. It really should be a separate market of its own. But we've been talking about it for years now that they cannot continue to manipulate the price of gold and silver. I'm convinced that gold has broken out of that.
Right.
And I think silver is very close. I think $30 silver is when we will know. As soon as it breaks 30, we'll find out. Are they able to continue to manipulate it, or has it finally broken free, and can it realize its true value at this point?
Yeah, and there's a lot of other factors going on. Most people out there are saying they don't believe the employment numbers. There's very low satisfaction against small business owners. They're trying to put in all these new regulations on small businesses, on LLCs and S-Corps. And, you know, it's like the government is trying to, or this rogue regime is trying to find money wherever they can and squeeze the people wherever they can while they're not spending our money on things that matter to we the people at all. They're not spending it on anything that they're frankly spending it on a lot of foreign wars and you know, organizations that, in my opinion, are money laundering operations. And the people are awake to it. They are not sitting back anymore. We've been warned also that there's going to be a huge collapse or some kind of implosion in the insurance world, insurance markets. They can't keep up. They're dropping insurance everywhere as well. So much is shifting and changing. And now they're talking about also the quantitative easing, and what Powell is saying isn't matching what Yellen's saying, and what's coming out of the White House isn't matching. So they're creating order out of chaos, Bo, as you know. That's what they do. Fear, order out of chaos. We'll take care of you. We're the government. We're here to help. I think all of us are pretty clear that, you know, God is the one thing, and faith and family and paying attention to what really matters rather than listening to this. I mean, every day it sounds like we have a schizophrenic government just telling us one thing one day and then jumping to the next thing. And people are at a place where they're trying to keep up, and they realize keeping up is a waste of their time. They need to look elsewhere. So, Bo, what do you say to the news coming at everyone just to keep them in this state of chaos and confusion where they can't make moves, really?
Well, the only thing that they can do is always lie, because Satan comes to, so evil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so they destroy you with lies. And that's what they're doing. Versus on the other side of it, if you know that God's in control of what's going on the earth, right? It's like I'm showing you through the math calculations, Christ comes to give you life, life more abundantly. So this is not a message of hope. Literally, Andrew and I have been doing podcasts for probably the past year to two, probably easy, two plus years. We started doing them with you a few months ago. What a blessing. And what I'm trying to show people is it's the good news. You see, what I'm illustrating is God's going to let evil take it to the extremes. Okay. So what happened to Jesus on the cross? The apostles who hung out with him fled. All the men fled. It was like the women. That was the only ones that were left at the cross. Like, thank God for women, right? So women are the only ones hanging because the guys all fled. They freaked out. So my point I'm trying to illustrate is that it's going to get really ugly. So we're supposed to see this. God's going to use evil, and he's going to trick them to drag out the rats. So in other words, they've called Trump Orange Man. Well, understand what God revealed to me. The reason they call him Orange Man bad is because he's the cheese. And what is he doing? He's literally bringing out all the rats. If you think about it, right? Tell me that's not happening. They're all exposing themselves. And so it's going to get to a point where it's going to be super scary, where something, or maybe a war, something crazy is about to happen here in the United States. It's going to get between now, I say, and Pentecost, okay? Something wild and scary is about to happen. There are prophetic, we're going to go dark, no internet, no TV, no nothing for a few days, maybe 3 days. Everything's going to go dark. And it's supposed to happen in this 40-day window, because from the eclipse yesterday to Passover, it's 40 days. So expect things to go dark in the United States. It's going to look scary and ugly, but at the same time too, Christ comes to give us life, life more abundantly. So don't fear and be prepared. So right. What do we say? How do you prepare? Well, you got to know Christ, number one, food and water. And then if you got digits in your bank, if you have digits, not money, digits in your bank account, are you holding Haggai 2? Are you holding, I'm not giving you advice, I'm asking you a question. Are you holding Haggai 2? The silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. Are you holding God's money? Because if you're not, you haven't prepared. You have no insurance. You mentioned insurance. If you don't hold gold and silver, you got zilch, zero, nada insurance on what's about to happen. What's about to happen? Well, I got this slide from Andrew's website a couple of years ago. Look at this website, okay? Oh, look at what Andrew put. This is the collapse of a currency. The US dollar is not going to go to zero overnight. But the prophetic word is it's a $50 bill. So the year 50, the Jubilee. Okay, so 50 years from the petrodollar contract. So the petrodollar contract with Saudi Arabia was signed on June 9th, 1974. I actually have the New York Times article clipping. The petrodollar contract was signed June 9th, 74. 50 years would be June 9th, 2024. Now, the death of a currency, so since they signed the petrodollar contract, now we know the Saudis are now joining the BRICS. What does Andrew's website illustrate here so clearly? Hyperinflation of money. So the dollar, the $50 bill is going to lose roughly overnight, roughly 30% of its value. It'll be dethroned as the world's reserve currency. Klaus Schwab is actually out there saying that they want the dollar to be devalued. So because he wants, Klaus Schwab wants China to rise. The China is tied in with the BRICS. So the BRICS are going to, for a short window, rise to power as the dollar loses the status of the world reserve currency. What is it? What has history told us? Not me. What has history told us? And this is on Andrew's website. Every time a currency, right before it devalues, it hyperinflates. Look what the dollar's done. They've gone from millions, 12 days counting, to quadrillion, which is 31 million years, and we're in several quadrillion. So right before a money system collapses, so the federal, which is not federal, reserve, no reserves, note means it's paper. The Federal Reserve note is about to collapse. It's going to lose the status of the world reserve currency. When it collapses, you're going to see sudden hyperinflation of the U.S. dollar like every other currency that's ever happened. Okay, but if you own what? Gold and silver, you're going to prosper like you've never imagined before, because gold and silver are going to blow vertical. And the numbers that I just illustrated with a CME, that's just the start. Let's use the word S-T-A-R-T. This is the start. When silver is going to go to $60 to $70 in a single day, and I showed you how using the CME numbers, when right. that event happens in a single day, that is only the start of the greatest financial event in human history. Wow. So why do you want to own gold and silver? I'm going to give you advice. I'm telling you, it's God's money, and it's an insurance policy against these crazy policymakers in our world. And Mel does the probably the best job on explaining on where the money comes from and how it's created and who controls all the purse strings.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now that there's a lot more people talking about it now these days just than just me. And people want to know what is are the 12 governors of the Federal Reserve banks in America and Powell doing every time, every couple months when they go to these secret closed door opaque meetings at the Bank of International Settlements. That's not really what's going on. A lot of people, there's a lot of end the Fed, audit the Fed. Regular people out there realizing that something is very wrong and that we are being lied to on a massive scale, and that this central bank digital currency, or they're all talking about, some of them have different coins, different this, different that. No, no, no. It's all coming from the same people that have been manipulating money from the very top for now centuries, but certainly the last 100 years, funding both sides of every single war, everything that's going on right now. And more people are starting to realize that what I call the international banking cartel, not only exists, but that they are manipulating everything, including all of this stuff. Now, I do want to remind people that what Bo is talking about coming up, whatever happens in America, whatever, why I've always been behind buying gold. I keep it in, I have some at the house, but Andrew also has a depository. So a lot of this for me has been about peace of mind. It's a great benefit to see that gold is rising. And from Peter Schiff, and I was just at Mar-a-Lago and I saw Rich Dad Kiyosaki there. And you know, he always talks about it too. This is real money. And also that it's a hedge against inflation. But honestly, I just want peace of mind getting through whatever storm we are about to weather over the next 7 months, and kind of letting things sit there, being austere, you know, living on your means or less, you know, really prioritizing, voting with your dollars by not spending them. especially on these people, but also, you know, knowing in your head and heart, like, I'm going to weather the storm. I'm going to leave my money in gold and silver, whether the depository or your own safe or whatever you're doing, and just kind of breathe. Don't let yourself be taken on these highs and lows, this panic, this chaos, this fear. That's what they want. Know that you're safe through 2025. So Andrew, just to the people out there watching, what are the options? What do they do? They go to MelkGold.com or go to the partners page. I have a whole section for BHPM, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. All of you know Andrew. We've been doing shows for almost 4 years, but now it's high. And I know people also think, well, I don't want to, it's too high to buy. No, that's when you have to buy now, because this isn't going to stop. So go ahead, Bo.
Before and you then say anything, Andrew, I just want to say this. Andrew, what did I do last Friday? I put in a sizable order for what? Silver. Why? Because I don't care about the price. I know in my heart and what God showed me what's about to happen. Right. It's not about the price, because people call Andrew, and please go from here, Andrew. They call Andrew, hey, but Andrew, is it too late to buy gold and silver? And the answer is very specific. The day Andrew says, I have nothing to sell you, or I don't know the price to sell it for, I'm not selling it right now, is the day it's too late. And that day, what I showed you on the CME, when that event goes down, the limit orders start to blow, Andrew will shut his doors, because not only Andrew, but every single gold dealer, including Schiff and everybody else in North America and the globe, will shut down trading. Because why? They won't know what to sell it for. They won't know what's going on. They won't know what they're going to buy it back for. And so what I'm saying is that if you're sitting on the fence to see if Bo and Andrew and Mel are right, you're going to find out you made one of the biggest mistakes ever in financial history, because I'm telling you, it is coming. You can do what you want. It's free will, but you're not stopping what's about to go down.
So Andrew, tell them what to do, how to do it. You can go to MelkGold.com right now. You can go to the MelkShow.com website and go to our partners page where Andrew is featured over there, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. So tell people what to do, how to do it. We have a whole system. Andrew has come up with a system that makes it easy to get to exactly where you need to go. So go ahead, Andrew.
So definitely reach out to us. Fill out the online form, put in all your information, first name, last name, email address, phone number. But it's the note section that's going to help us help you the best. So if you're interested in learning, say, about the third-party storage in Delaware, put that in there, and I'll have somebody call you that can explain how that works. If you're interested in a 401k or IRA rollover, if you don't know if you're going to do it yet, but just need more information, or if you know that you want to do it, just put those notes in there and we'll get you to the right portion of our team. If you're somebody like Bo that's been investing in gold and silver for a long time, you know what you're doing, you just want to be able to do a trade, let us know and I'll get you to the right person. But to comment with what Bo said, we don't invest necessarily in what the price of gold and silver are today. We invest in gold and silver with in our minds where we know it's going. And that's why November 2022, Bo placed an order at the exact bottom of the market. $18.50 was the price for 1 ounce of silver. The order on Friday was on the basis of $27 an ounce. So this is somebody that actually does what he says he's going to do. He's not out there just saying, hey, this is what you should do. I'm like an expert on gold and silver, and you find out he doesn't own any. No, this is somebody that practices what he preaches when it comes to gold and silver. And I'm behind that same strategy. Just accumulate what you can over time. It's nice to get a good entry, but it's not the end all be all for sure. Right. You're going to want to have this, because when everything happens, your only regret will be that you didn't have more. So reach out now.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, there's lots of people out there. I mean, anyone can go look it up right now. Go hashtag gold on Twitter. Go look it up on anywhere that you find your information. People are literally right now freaking out. All these people that have been right all along, including Bo and Andrew, but they're all saying, like, get in now, what is going on? And then there's a lot of contradictory stuff coming out of, like I said, the Fed, the numbers are not making sense. And China is unloading stuff. All the central central banks are hoarding gold. This is a real moment, and it's your time to stand up. Like I keep saying to everyone, I don't care what you did in the past. I don't care, you know, anything about anything. Right now is a time to redefine who you are, your mission, your priorities, what you want for the future, what matters to you. Put your family, your security, your safety, your peace of mind first and foremost. And right now, gold and silver looks like the best bet to protect yourself and your family and your future. As we weather the storm, I will leave Bo, who's always the most positive person I've ever met in my life. I mean, Bo is not only the nicest person, but he's like a ray of sunshine everywhere he goes. So I'll leave it to you, Bo, because a lot of people, they weathered the storm of the eclipse, but now they're like, okay, what's next? So we don't want people living like that.
40 days from when oil went to negative $38 a barrel, all hell broke loose on the earth. Pentecost arrived, George Floyd riots, and then hell broke loose on earth, okay? 40 days from the eclipse yesterday is Pentecost again, May 18th, 19th. This time, all hell is going to break loose on evil. God is going to let loose on evil, where God's going to intervene here at Passover, or somewhere in April, whatever. Something's going to happen. When we were on the stage at Clay Clark, Amanda Grace walked on stage and said, if the pharaohs of this world want a demonstration they shall receive. My first strike, God's first strike, comes in the month of April, and another strike shortly thereafter. So we're going to see biblical things manifest within precious metals, because why? God's going to release us from the bondages of the present day pharaohs that Mel describes. They've used the money system to enslave humanity. Yep. And Andrew might want to finish a quick little last note on spreads, because when silver blows through the CME, how I explained to you through the CME contracts, when it goes to $60, $70 in a single day, Andrew explained to them that nobody is buying silver or gold for $60 and $70 based on spreads. Watch what happens to spreads. They're going to blow vertical. In addition, spreads means to get the ability to get physical in your hands. So explain to them before we end.
Oh, yeah. So like right now is more important than ever as far as the spreads, because they're the lowest that they're going to be. Like it really can't go any lower than this, and it won't stay that way for longer. Here's an example. In November 2022, when silver was $18.50 an ounce, a silver eagle costs $18 above the price of silver. So it's $36.50 for 1 ounce of silver back then. So we weren't selling those because we know that premium was going to come down, and that's the highest I've seen in my entire life. So we would direct people toward other government type silver coins or 90% silver like you have, Mel. Well, to put things in perspective, today with silver being at, and I'm looking at my phone really quick, silver's at $28.14 an ounce. 1 ounce of silver is going to cost you approximately $36 to $36.50 for that 1 ounce, okay? The same thing it cost back in November 2022 when the spot price was $10 lower. So it's important to buy it right. And right now the spreads are right because they're super low. So okay. Timing is everything. And reach out.
When you have a price explosion, you could have the premium typically explode also. So the silver price might be 60 or 70, but the premium could be double. It could be another 60 or 70 on that eagle just to get it in your hand. So you're talking three digits on silver when it's only trading at $70. So in addition to this, to the price, the spreads go crazy. So it just gets very complicated, very expensive when you miss the greatest time point to enter in human history, which is when? Before it blows vertical. So I'm just telling you, you know, we're doing this podcast as an urgency because we just had the eclipse yesterday, 40 days, the Jonah cycle, Jonah 3:6, I think, or whatever, you know, judgment. It talks about judgment. It's going to be judgment upon those who planted evil seeds. So we're in biblical times. Exciting times ahead, and there's nothing to fear. But if you've done nothing, you're not sleeping real well about it. If you've done nothing financially, I guarantee you, you're not going to be sleeping well at all come May.
Right.
So if you want a good night's sleep, we've talked about why am I always happy? Because I know I hold God's money. I store it, you know, in a private facility. And I know that I sleep well because I know I protected myself and my family, and I've got insurance against this crazy financial world and system that we live in.
Exactly. Well, thank you both guys very much. We'll do this again soon. Bo, always, you are fascinating. You always keep me going. The whole time you were talking, I'm looking up what you're saying and I'm seeing it. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. So thank you for sharing all this information with us. And Andrew, as always, please go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Tell them MLK sent you. They treat you great. He has a whole team. Anything you want, put in the notes, put all your information, but put in the notes exactly what you want. You'll get to the right person. There are no stupid questions. There's all kinds of things you can ask, 401k, IRA, just protecting your savings, protecting whatever you're putting money away for. Great to put in gold and silver to hang out for now. So thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
We are right now in $34 trillion worth of debt. We have geopolitical chaos everywhere. The central bank digital currency is looming. The BRICS nations have expanded beyond Saudi Arabia and continue to expand. And all I know is that many experts keep telling me that gold and silver is the best way to hedge against inflation and to protect your savings going forward. Did you know you can convert your 401k and IRA into physical gold and silver today? It can be shipped direct to your door or stored in a secure location. So go to our partners page at themelkshow.com, fill out the form, and someone from Beverly Hills Precious Metals will get in touch with you right away to help you figure out the best course for you and your family ahead. Stay secure, stay safe, and prepare now. It's that time of year again. People are getting sick, they're getting the flu, they're getting the cold, they're getting all different kinds of things, and I have always been very grateful for my friendship with Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Z. And though he's not with us anymore and I miss him every day, he has left behind the best remedy to me for anything that ails you, and that is Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko. There's Z-Flu, Z-Stack, and Z-Kids. There's also many other products there. It's all about naturally boosting your immune health and fighting anything that comes your way. Dr. Zelenko was ahead of his time. He is out there fighting for us still to this day, and he's left behind the best gift. The gift is your health. So go to MelKDrZ.com, or you can go to my partner's page at themelkshow.com, click Dr. Z or Z-Stack. Better health for us all awaits. Thank you, Dr. Zelenko. We'll be right back.